VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas-led militants have released three male Israeli hostages, and Israeli forces have begun releasing hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in return, keeping a fragile ceasefire intact for now. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
65-year-old Keith Siegel was one of the just-released hostages.
I was starved and I was tortured, both physically and emotionally. When the war intensified, the terrorists who held me treated me even worse than usual. Terrorists kicked me, spat on me, and held me with no water, no light, and no air to breathe.
Siegel said he feared for his life in his 484 days of captivity and thanks U.S. President Donald Trump for his release. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz delivered a strong rebuke on Saturday to U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance's warning about Europe's stance towards hate speech in the far right, saying it was not right for others to tell Germany and Europe what to do. German conservative opposition leader Friedrich Merz on Saturday joined his domestic political rivals in condemning Vance.
The threat that I worry the most about vis-a-vis Europe is not Russia, it's not China, it's not any other external actor. And what I worry about is the threat from within.
Vance lambasted European leaders on Friday, the first day of the Munich Security Conference, accusing them of censoring free speech and criticizing German mainstream parties' quote-unquote firewall against the far-right Alternative for Germany party. Vance met on Friday with the leader of the AfD after endorsing the party as a political partner, a stance Berlin dismissed as unwelcome election interference. Quote, this is not appropriate, especially not among friends and allies. We firmly reject that, unquote, Scholz told the conference on Saturday, adding there were good reasons not to work with the